Okay. Mm. But the one searching the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he petitions on behalf of the saints according to God. That is so cool. But we know that to the ones loving God, here it is. Now, this is a literal translation, but this is, it says the same thing in different order. But we know to the ones loving God, all things work together for good. I like it in this order better, because we've all heard all things work together for good to those who love God according to his called according to his purpose. This translation says, we know that to the ones loving God, all things work together for good to those being called according to purpose. Okay, this is what God gave us really powerful the other night. Are you ready to let go of your pity parties? Are you ready to just say no more pity parties? Everything that Satan has ever done to you, will do to you, or is in the process of doing to you, is in all things. And if you love God, you just lost your pity party. If you don't love God, then go ahead and have your pity party, because you're one to be pitied. But if I love God, how many in this room will honestly say, and some of you probably can't say this yet, but at least you're here getting hungry enough to maybe love God. How many can say, I love God? You know, the Bible says if you love him, you obey him. Now, the Bible says if you love him, you'll obey him. Now, how many people love him? Not quite as many. I'm in the like stage now. I'm in the love stage. We're getting there. Okay? It means he says, do this, you do this. The word says, do this, you do this. The word says, don't do that, you don't do that. God, I'm obeying you. I'm obeying you when I don't like it. I'm obeying you when my flesh is fighting it. I'm obeying when you, I don't understand it. But God, I'm obeying you because I do love you, and I'm obeying you because I know that you know what's right. And I don't have to figure it out and know everything. But the Bible says, if I love him, so if I'm walking in obedience, if I'm hungry for God, if I want God, if I want to learn his word, if I want to see life changed and become in the image of God, and I can say I love him. Remember he asked Peter three times, Peter, do you love me? Peter, why? Because Peter disobeyed and Peter ran and Peter showed his weaknesses and his pride showed up. But when God came to restore him, he asked him, do you love me? And Peter had to stop and, you know, he had to really, yes, I do. Yes, I do. He says, then use what you've gone through to feed my sheep, to feed my lamb. And that's the all thing. His denying Christ was his all thing. But because he loved God, it worked together for good because he was called to purpose. Now, if you were raped by your daddy, then that's an all thing. And you can continue to just hate him and have bitterness and be upset with God and everything else. Or you can decide tonight that my all thing, that because I love God, this all thing works together for my good because I'm called to God's purpose. And there's nothing that's ever happened to you. Can anybody see where my all thing of Lauren dying has worked together for my good? Because I know him more. I'm hungry for him. I got rid of greed. I found out that he is more than enough, that his grace is sufficient, that he's powerful and mighty, that he's trustworthy, that I have nothing to ever fear. I don't have to fear death or dying, that he's great and awesome and mighty, and he could take the worst scenario and turn it around for good. So my all thing that he didn't cause, but he's so big that those things meant for evil, he turns to good. My all thing has worked together for my good because I love God. It's even helped me to love him more. It's drawn me to a place of being closer to him. So my all thing has caused me to love God even more, and it's called because I'm called to purpose. And believe it or not, your all things will have a lot to do with what your purpose is. Now, I was created for God's good pleasure. And I don't have to work to please God. I don't have to work to prove anything to God. He's not going to love me more if I use my all thing to glorify him. But if I use the all thing to glorify him, I'm going to live a victorious life. and I'm going to have joy unspeakable and full of glory, and I'm going to become a daughter of God, and I'm going to walk in authority, anointed in power, and I'm going to have the inheritance that God has for me. Hallelujah. I'm the one who benefits, okay? I am the one who benefits when I take the all thing and I recognize that I love God, I can trust him, he's going to turn this to good, and then I'm called to purpose. I don't want you to think bad things have to happen to you so you can serve God. I want you to know that when Satan decides to give you an all thing, our God is so powerful, mighty, awesome, and true, great, and wonderful, that he will take that all thing if I love him. Because if I love him, I'll obey him. I'll get victory in it. I'll walk out the word with it. I will see miracles. I will see things change. My life will be changed. People around me will be changed. God will get all the glory. And in that place, I'm called to purpose to help other people get freedom. I am not afraid of ministering to anyone who's lost a child. I know that God's given me authority. I know the scriptures that they need to get free. I know the way they need to talk, my book they need to read, and everything else. And I know that I know that I know that they will get free because I got free. My all thing has even been used for purpose. Now you look around this room. You're looking at people in here who've been molested by their fathers. You're looking at people in here who've been physically abused by parents. You're looking at people in here who've had situations of violence in their past, violent spouses. You have people in here who've had drug addictions. You have people in here who used to sell dope. You got people in this place who slept around anywhere, anyway. You've had people in this place who used to have, used to have full-blown AIDS. You have people in this room who used to have cancer. You have people in this room who've lost children. You have people in this room who've been through horrible divorces. You have people in this room who've been sexually abused. You have all kinds of all things in this room. My goodness, if we could get the revelation of all these all things, get into the inner healing and deliverance, get set free, let God bring healing, let him bring, get rid of the pity party. Man, I'm sick of pity parties. Bury the pity party. Realize that your all thing works together for your good if you love God. And if you don't love God, what are you doing here? Maybe if you hang around long enough, you'll start to love him. You might need inner healing and deliverance to let go of some stuff so you can love him. But when you get the place of loving him, then your all thing becomes purpose in the kingdom of God. Isn't that cool? The worst thing that's happened to you, the worst thing Satan has gotten you to do, the worst thing you've ever been through, the worst religious spirit you ever were bound up in, that's an all thing that God's asking you to love him and give it to him and watch him bring purpose out of it. You know what? That just makes it all fair or just. Calvary made it all just. Calvary made you being molested just. Calvary made that painful divorce just. Calvary made that disease just. He made that death that you weren't expecting just. He made that divorce just. Do you see what I'm saying? He had such a powerful system, so to speak, or kingdom. He had such a powerful kingdom that the bottom line is anything Satan does to a human being, when that human being finds their creator, their maker, gets to a place of knowing he's their father, falls in love with him, then every single thing that Satan did will come back in Satan's face and be used by God for purpose. So get out of your pity party. I'm talking for real. Oh, you just don't know. I don't care. But I was so abused as a child. Wow, you got more all things than me. You can have great purpose for the kingdom. You can glorify God. You can show people the power of the cross. You can show people the power of the blood. You can show people the love of God. What's your problem? Aren't you saved? That's why the Bible says we do not sorrow like the world. In other words, we don't have a spirit of heaviness because we have a garment of praise. You need to get your garment of praise on. You need to get your garment of praise on. Worship God. Thank God. Watch God turn every single situation around. For his glory. Why is it for his glory? Because he just wants to show the whole world and the devil and every principality and everything else, how wonderful he is.